any competition out there these days.
Wow, that's a different version.
That's a really different version. In fact,
it's good you were surprised.
Completely different too. Yeah.
It's good you were surprised.
But I'll play.
I thought that was slow.
That did okay.
What's the title again?
Odwalla.
Odwalla? Like,
yeah, like the movie.
Oh, I thought it was like the German mythology.
Wait, there's a German mythology Odwalla? Really?
I'm recording, I can check.
Oh.
Okay.
Anyway, someone
Google
it later. That would be fascinating. That would mean that it was kind of a trilogy. Because somebody named the two men with the mythology, and then someone named them some of the other ones. I like interpreting things as well. Anyway, so the melody, concert B flat, this is all learned. And then there's a bass line that goes with it. That's kind of obscure. Oh, wait, what's that?
Did you find a better recording?
Is that the live version?
No. Well, I didn't choose the one that said live version, but...
Here, wait, does your time of wave plug in?
No, unfortunately. They screwed you on that, and the weirdest version of the
iPhone. Oh, okay. That's a little better, though. Yeah, maybe you can send us a link to that one or something. So, the melody, I'm gonna just play it. It's kind of one giant chunk, but starting on concert B flat. So it goes. Actually, Mike, can you just play time for me? I guess that I learned this as a straight eighth, but it could be fine too. I learned this as a straight eighth feel, but it could really be anything.
A straight what?
Straight eighths. But yeah, it could be. Why don't you swing it for now? See how that works. Alright, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
both ways. It's one of those tunes that's very, very flexible, so you can do whatever you want. And then here's the last part, starting on the E flat. Want it one more time? Yeah. We'll come back to it too. So starting on the E flat.
Say that this is the five string problem.
That's why that would be flat on the fourth.
This is the five string problem. I had that problem a lot.
That would
stress you
up.
That would
yes.
That would just practice.
So that's a good
extra string is the one at the bottom.
This is a known problem because you start counting from the top, kind of you get the feel where the notes are from the top down, and then you add another string. That was my problem. I don't want to speak for you, but
this is just blowing my mind. So altogether, I'll play the whole melody. So one, two, three, four. actually starts.
Every time we play a song, I find like 15 versions.
This one's especially old, yeah. So let's all play through the bass line. So it's just to begin with. Yeah. Let's start from the beginning. So, and then I'll just show you where it goes to the E flat.
Thank you.
you guys, why don't you two play the melody, and then we'll play the bass line, and then I'll show you kind of how it lines up. And one...
Descending that the
right, yeah, that's kind of
I feel like it's going that's
back.
This
no
is
idea.
A plus, right? It kind of like sounds like a plus, like the same kind of
it's
number
almost,
of repeats and
it's
like
kind
the structure.
Of
structure.
So,
the
twist,
baseline.
Yeah, let's try it the other way around. So, one, two, one, two, three. Actually, I guess that would be kind of F dominant.
Alright.
Yeah. You'll kind of hear where it goes to each new jam. This is another good, like, jam session practice that you might not always be 100% sure, but you can kind of follow along, and that's a pretty easy one to hear because the bass line definitely moves. And so, other than that, you're basically in B-flat minor, E-flat minor-ish, or E-flat 7 territory. That's all kind of the same. And then it switches to G-flat and goes to F.
Thank you.
It sounded like voice. You finally did it. All guitar players and other people try to imitate voice. Finally, you got it. You're the first in the world. This is the moment. It sounded like a human voice to me, too.
It really did. I thought that someone's phone went off or something.
Yeah. I assume it was somebody's phone.
I didn't know. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep that.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
That could be a sound effect at the beginning. We could start the tune.
You can announce. You can learn to announce them, like to pronounce everything.
Yeah.
Human
language. Art Ensemble of Chicago is very kind of, you know, anything goes. Let's see what happens.
I guess that's what happened.
But yeah, that was cool. I mean, it's good to.